KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's clear and 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to become mostly sunny here today. We'll have a high around 78 degrees, and that would be a record-setting temperature for Atlantic on this date. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Griswold man was arrested last week on felony forgery charges. 22-year-old Alexander Paul Dvorak was taken into custody last Wednesday on three charges of forgery, a Class D offense, and one charge of possession of a controlled substance. Dvorak was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on a $6,000 bond. The Sheriff's Office reports also that three people were arrested over the weekend. On Saturday, 24-year-old Jesse Kevin Meyer of Lewis was arrested for public intoxication. Meyer was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day after entering a plea of guilty before the magistrate. And 24-year-old John David Nelson of Griswold was arrested on a charge of OWI second offense Saturday. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. This past Sunday, 31-year-old Timothy George Myers of Lewis was arrested by Cass County Sheriff's deputies on a charge of OWI first offense. Myers was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. News time is 8:03.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
A former West Harrison School District high school and middle school principal has pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor charge of simple assault in connection with an alleged incident involving a female student in January. According to the Omaha World-Herald, Mike Lofton was arrested after he turned himself into authorities last week. Lofton later posted a $300 bond and was ordered to appear in court on April 27th. If convicted, he could be fined up to $625 and face up to 30 days in jail. He's accused of pulling down the warm-up pants of a 15-year-old girl on January 20th when the teen came out of a locker room just before the teen and other students were to board a bus for a basketball game. Lofton was fired from his job at the end of January. The Lenox Police Department reported yesterday four people were taken into custody following a traffic stop Saturday night. Officers stopped a vehicle at around 10 p.m. at the intersection of Brooks and Dallas Streets for an equipment violation. During the stop, the officers observed beer and liquor in the vehicle. The driver of the car, 18-year-old Taylor Turlock of Lenox, was arrested on a charge of open container. Turlock was transported to the Taylor County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Two passengers in that vehicle, 19-year-old Jesse Harrison of Prescott and 18-year-old Domenica Petty of Clearfield, were cited for open containers of alcohol and released to sober individuals. Another passenger, 17-year-old Adriana Arvalo of Lenox, was referred to juvenile court on a charge of possession of alcohol and released to a parent. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two people were cited for being persons under the legal age Saturday night following an investigation into a party in the Pierce Creek area. 18-year-olds Sean Holland of Malvern and Zachary Leland Keene of Glenwood were cited. Two juveniles were also referred to juvenile court services on charges of drinking under the legal age. The juveniles were released to the custody of their parents. Four containers of alcohol were seized during the investigation into the incident on the 300 block of A Avenue in Page County. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says also that a theft and burglary were reported to his office recently. A Clarinda resident told authorities someone stole two tractor batteries from an International Model 1466 tractor. The vehicle was located inside of a shed on the outskirts of College Springs. It's not clear when the batteries were taken. They were last known to have been in the tractor when the first snow fell this season. And a coin man told the Page County Sheriff's Department someone entered a garage and storage building on a property he oversees on or about March the 4th. Entry to the structures was gained by cutting off a lock clasp. An inventory was being conducted to determine which items were missing, but an initial assessment determined that tools, a toolbox, and footlocker were taken. The items were valued at about $400. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said Monday five people were arrested last week. Taken into custody on Tuesday of last week was 20-year-old Jace Reed Catlett of Sydney for violation of his probation, 30-year-old Adam Wesley Bartles of Glenwood for trespassing, 21-year-old Raina Nicole Thomas of Colfax, who was arrested for interference with official acts and disorderly conduct, and 30-year-old Douglas Allen Ballard of Norwalk, who was charged with violation of a no-contact order. And officials say one week ago Monday, 37-year-old James Lee McLean of Council Bluffs was arrested in Fremont County for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. Page County Sheriff's Office is investigating an alleged assault. Officials say a Red Oak woman informed the Sheriff's Office Sunday that her son had been assaulted at around 10:30 p.m. on March the 2nd at Nottoway Valley Park in Page County. The charges of aggravated assault are pending completion of the investigation. Sheriff Lyle Palmer also reports 24-year-old Rebecca Ann Hart of Shenandoah was arrested Sunday at the Page County Sheriff's Office on a warrant out of Fremont County. Hart was unable to post bond. She was subsequently transported to the Page-Fremont County line by a sheriff's deputy and turned over to Fremont County authorities, and she was being held in the Fremont County Jail. In other news, the Iowa Department of Transportation will hold two public information meetings this week regarding the update of Iowa's state transportation plan. One of the meetings will be held from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, March the 15th, that's tomorrow, at the Iowa DOT District 4 office in Atlantic. At the meeting, a presentation will be made at the 5:15 p.m. and personnel will be available between 4:30 and 6:30 to individually discuss the plan. Meeting rooms are accessible for persons with disabilities. To provide comments or special accommodations at the meeting, you can contact the Iowa DOT's Office of Planning in Ames at 515-239-1520. The DOT will be accepting public comment on the plan through March the 30th. And taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, polls are showing an unexpectedly tight race in today's GOP presidential primaries in Alabama and Mississippi. Newt Gingrich's candidacy largely rests on today's results in the Deep South, but the former Georgia congressman said he plans to campaign until the GOP convention in August. The Fed Reserve isn't expected to take any action today when policymakers meet. Since they last met in January, 500,000 people have gotten jobs and unemployment is down. The core issue they'll face is whether the burst of strength will last long enough for them to soon scale back their support of the economy. And a Delta Airlines spokesman says one of its jets was badly damaged when it rolled off a runway at the world's busiest airport in Atlanta. Mechanics were testing the engines of the Boeing 737 early this morning. There was a problem with the braking system. There were no passengers on the plane and no one was injured. News time is 8:10.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Betty Sanny, age 93, of Lewis, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Betty Sanny will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Irma Anderson, age 95, of Oklahoma and formerly of Exira, died Thursday. Funeral services for Irma Anderson will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Mary Ann Hopkins, age 73, of Panora, died one week ago today. Funeral services for Mary Ann Hopkins will be held this morning at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Violet Norwood, age 73, of Erling, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A memorial service for Violet Norwood will be held this morning at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dorothy McGuire, age 89, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy McGuire will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Raymond Heron, age 44, of Exira, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Raymond Heron will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Ralph Lett, age 92, of Orient, died Saturday at the Crest Haven Care Center in Creston. Funeral services for Ralph Lett will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Bernice Cassidy, age 97, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Bernice Cassidy will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Lewis Congregational United Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Clarence Petrie, age 104, of Stewart and formerly of Adair, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Clarence Petrie will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, northwest of Adair. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Mary L. Nebola, age 94, of Cumberland, died Saturday at the Colonial Manor in Oneida. A cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Mary Nebola. Auchenberry Family Care in Oneida is assisting the family with arrangements. Russell Grisso, age 47, of Griswold and formerly of the Atlantic and Lewis areas, died Saturday at his home. Cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Russell Grisso. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family. And Roy Dusty Rhodes, age 64, of Council Bluffs and formerly of the Cumberland and Atlantic areas, died Friday at his home. Services for Roy Rhodes are pending at the Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. That's a check of the news and funeral announcements brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Henson reporting.